1 Chronicles, chapter 18. After this, David defeated the Philistines. He subdued them and took Gath and its villages from the control of the Philistines. He defeated Moab, so the Moabites became subjects of David and paid tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobah, as he was on his way to Hamath to establish control at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left enough for 100 chariots. Arameans from Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, but David killed 22,000 men in Aram. David placed garrisons in Damascus in Aram, so the Arameans became subject to David and paid tribute. The Lord gave victory to David everywhere. David took the gold shields which belonged to the officials of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhath and Kun, cities of Hadadezer, David took huge amounts of bronze. With it, Solomon later made the sea, the pillars, and the bronze vessels. Two, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the entire army of Hadadezer, king of Zobah. He sent his son, Hadoram, to King David to ask for peace with him and to bless him, because he had fought against and defeated Hadadezer, who had been at war with Tou. He sent all kinds of articles of gold, silver, and bronze. King David dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold which he had carried off from all the nations, from Edom, Moab, Ammon, the Philistines, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He placed garrisons in Edom. All Edom was subject to David. The Lord gave victory to David everywhere he went. David was king over all Israel, and he treated his people with justice and fairness. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the record keeper. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were the priests. Shavsha was the secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites. The sons of David were chief advisors at the side of the king. Chapter 19. After this, Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died, and his son became king in his place. David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, just as his father showed kindness to me. David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. But when David's officials came to the land of the Ammonites to console Hanun, the officers of the Ammonites said to Hanun, Do you really think David is honoring your father because he has sent messengers to express sympathy to you? Haven't his officials come to you as scouts to spy on the land and to overthrow it? So Hanun seized David's officials, shaved them, and cut off their clothing up to the middle of their buttocks and sent them away. After they were sent on their way, David received a report about these men. David sent messengers to meet them, for the men were deeply humiliated. The king said, Stay in Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. The Ammonites saw that they had made themselves a disgusting stench to David. Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and charioteers for themselves from Aram of the Two Rivers, from Aram Maacah, and from Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots, the king of Maacah and his troops. They came and set up camp in front of Medeba. The Ammonites were called together from their cities, and they came for battle. When David heard about this, he deployed Joab and the entire army of powerful warriors. The Ammonites came out and lined up in battle formation in front of the entrance to the city. The kings who had come from Aram were lined up by themselves in the open country. Joab saw that the battle lines were drawn up against him both in front of him and behind him, so he chose some of the best troops of Israel and deployed them to confront the Arameans. The rest of the army he put under the command of his brother Abishai. They were deployed to confront the Ammonites. He said, If Aram is too strong for me, he will come to my rescue, And if the Ammonites are too strong for you, I will rescue you. Be strong and act courageously for our people and for the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his eyes." Joab and the people who were with him confronted the Arameans in the battle, and the Arameans fled from him. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans had fled, they also fled from Joab's brother Abishai and entered the city. Joab returned to Jerusalem. When the Arameans saw that they had been defeated, they sent messengers and summoned the Arameans who were from beyond the Euphrates. Shophak, the commander of the army of Hadadezer, was leading them. This was reported to David. So he gathered all Israel and crossed the Jordan. He came upon them and deployed for battle against them. David deployed for battle to engage Aram, and they fought against each other. The Arameans fled from Israel. David killed 7,000 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers. He also killed Shophak, the commander of the army. The kings, subject to Hadadezer, saw that they were defeated by Israel. They made peace with David and became subject to him. Then Aram was not willing to rescue the Ammonites anymore. Chapter 20. When springtime arrived, the time when kings go out to war, Joab led out the army, ravaged the land of the Ammonites, and besieged Rabbah. David remained in Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and pulled it down. David took the gold crown of their king from his head. It weighed 75 pounds and had a precious stone in it. It was placed on David's head. He brought out large amounts of plunder from the city. He brought out the people who were in the city. He put them to work with saws, iron picks, and axes. David did the same to all the cities of the Ammonites. Then David and all the troops returned to Jerusalem. After this, war arose in Gezer with the Philistines. Then Sibekai the Hushathite killed Sipiah, one of the descendants of Rapha the giant, and the Philistines were subdued. There was another battle with the Philistines. Alhanan, the son of Jair, killed Lami, the brother of Goliath the Gittite. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam. There was another battle, this time at Gath. There was a very tall man who had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 digits in all. He also was descendant from Rapha the giant. He taunted Israel, but Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were descended from the giant in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and the men who served him.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.